April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into the Super Bowls of it all, the 2017 verse now. Because I thought you guys had a really interesting discussion on the afternoon show yesterday when you were on with those guys talking about, you know, what matters more and what can matter more. You know, 2017, the first time versus 2022, this, you know, chance to be one of the all-time great teams, certainly all-time great Philly team. Like, it's a very different experience. But you talked about, could it be more special than the first time? I mean, I'll tell you, straight off the bat, and it's different, and I'm not saying I don't care as much about this team, but for me personally, like, I find it hard to believe that I will have the same type of emotions as the first time, because it was the first time. Like, you know, we did the whole, you know, my family got to see one before they die, or you think about my dad did die. He wasn't there for that. I think about my dad and how he would have felt, and how my family, and like, there was so much of that generational, like, we've waited our whole, generations of families have waited for this to happen, that it just, I can't wait for the Super Bowl not to take away. I think it's going to be amazing. And again, it's different in the sense that this team has a chance to do something really special in a different way.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't know if I'll feel, it'll be different, but I don't know if it'll be like, as special as that first time.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I think the, it's an interesting question, because I don't think there's a right answer in the way that...
No, because they're both amazing.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think Patriots fans are like, oh, yeah, really, I didn't love that fourth one as much. You know, they're like, we want as many as we can get.
Well, and so I do think by the time you get to like four or five, maybe then...
It's a little home.
Yeah, but...
But again, for their four and five, it was like the freaking Falcons and Seahawks or whatever. So
it's two great games.
It's like, wow, that's amazing.
But think about their win over the Rams, right?
Right, 13-3, it's like the sixth one. That one is just like, yeah.
Yeah, that was just like kind of, that's all Patriots fans, like, that's my least favorite one. But I think that...
But I think for a lot of them, too, it was, like, there's the, it was one last one after they lost us and well, all that. I was, honestly, that was the only of all the Super Bowls they won. All of them.
Patriots you're talking about.
The Patriots.
Yeah.
The only one I was happy they won was that last one against the Rams.
Against McVay.
Because it was against McVay and Goff, and, you know, at the time was the whole Wentz dog thing. But even more so because... I think it amplifies the Eagles' win over them. It's not like...
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's like the Eagles are the last team to beat that dynasty, you know, that period and the story. And also them winning after the Eagles is not like, oh, they were just like, weren't that good anymore. Like, they sandwiched Super Bowls with the Eagles. Like, I think that makes the Eagles' win historically look a little bit more impressive.
No, I agree. I think that, you know, my thing on it for 2017 and 2022. So first of all, like I said, I think it can mean different things to different people. 2017 could now hold a special place in someone's heart because of something that's happened since 20. Like, who knows, right? But when I
look, I mean, just a little example. Like, I have a 4-year-old kid now.
Right.
I didn't last time.
Exactly.
Like, I could have a chance to, and she won't appreciate it, obviously, the same way. But
right. But it'll
I
be
could
the
watch
first
a
one you
watch. My kid.
Yeah.
And especially people whose kids are old enough. Like, I think the big ones are like the next 5 years. Like, if Zoe were 9 now or something,
she would,
and she
like,
were
super
four,
appreciate the run.
Three
right.
last time. Like, now she's 8 or 10. You know, last time we're to be like, didn't really get it, but this is fun. And this time can be like, you could do it with them. Like, that's got to be a really surreal, amazing experience.
So,
by the way, final thought later, a about being a parent that I will just say, tease it now, is the most Elliot final thought. I'm going to feel like you as I say.
Good, because I don't think I have one. So
okay,
that's good.
I too. I got you covered. Yeah. I got an Elliot one and then I got a real one.
Perfect.
Okay,
all right.
Good.
All right. So I'll answer this question two ways. And this one I didn't say on the air yesterday, but so.
That's because you saved it for RP.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think I can say personally, the reason this one will mean more to me is just because I work at WIP. Like,
totally
in 2017, I worked at NJ.com and it was a great experience and I loved my coworkers and everything. But when you work at the radio station, and I think a lot about the event at McSorley's and like meeting everyone and how many people we've met since I worked here and how much it means to them. Like, I think I feel it more than I did last time.
Point.
And like, I can enjoy it more just because I work at WIP and I talk to fans every day and I feel that emotion they feel. And like, I mean, look, again, I loved NJ.com, but I love WIP. So even just for me, I think this will hold a special place because of that, because of the Go Birds pod. Now, I remember the daily pods. And like, I think that from that perspective, personally, that's why I think this one will mean more. But I think if we remove like the personal side.
So real quick, I agree personally for me in terms of my career, in terms of what I do every day.
That's what I'm saying.
This definitely means more. I mean, I get to do it with you.
Like, right.
That's the coolest 100%, thing ever.
That's what I mean.
And also, look, like, I'm starting the morning show in a couple weeks. Like, I get to start the morning show, the new, like, replacing the icon of all icons in Philadelphia radio, like, the GOAT, like, right after the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Like, for me, like, that's, like, I'm honestly getting chills just thinking about that it happened like this.
That's
so,
what I'm
saying. Trust me. Look, last time they won the midday show, we weren't even a year old when the playoffs started. Like, you know, we're 6 years in, we're going to be the morning show now. Like, it's such a different, like, we know each other so much better. The show's so much better. The reaction's so, like, while that was special and, like, I don't take for granted, I get to be on WIP the day after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like, that's still, to this day, my number one career moment. It's like, I was on WIP the day after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like,
wow.
I got to play We Are the Champions starting our show. Like,
yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me? You know? But this is cooler.
Yeah.
From where we're at now. I get to do it with you. I get to do it with you. We get to do this
daily
stuff
every day. Like, I think about, you know, just everybody that we talk to all the time about Go Birds. Like, for me, I think I feel it more than I did in 2017. But in terms of a team perspective, here's why I think this one could end up meaning more. Because when you think about this Super Bowl to me is about greatness and dominance. Mm-hmm. And I also think, like, so my favorite team growing up was the 01 Sixers. If Iverson would have won that title, it would have been my favorite championship ever, no matter what. Because that's my guy. Like, Iverson was my guy. If McNabb had won
it. Like me and Nick. Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Bulls,
if the 04 Eagles had won it, I think now that would have been the first, so it would have had that too. But I think that title would have meant more because, like, that was such a dominant team and such a great run. And you, like, it's icing on the cake, right? I think that 17, while the team was great, I think that sometimes because Foles won it, it carries a specialness, but it doesn't carry the heaviness of, like,
historic greatness.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this is a really interesting point.
Whereas I think with this, real quick, with this 2022 team, this could be a team where in 5 years, we're looking at Jalen as the best quarterback in franchise history, and he'll have his Super Bowl, right? Devontae will have it. You know, so, like, all these players that are on the team, they're not only, look, Brandon has one, Kelsey has one, Cox one, like, but all these players that could end up being all-time great Eagles are going to have a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as awesome as 2017 was, Foles wasn't even the starter the next year. Like, I think that...
Well, first two games.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. I've said that a few times. I just thought about that.
Yeah.
But I think that this team, because of what they can accomplish moving forward and because of the continuity throughout the year and because of Jalen and everything, I think this one could end up meaning more just because it'll be something we'll remember about a great team and a great time in Eagles history. The 2017 one, it was, I hate to use the word fluky, and this is like a poor lack of vocabulary by me, but it almost, I think, gets viewed sometimes nationally. It was a great game, but like, kind of, you know, oh, look at this like odd Super Bowl where the backup won it. You know, like, look at this, like, the Patriots Super Bowls are just viewed as dominance and greatness. The Giants Super Bowls, to a certain view, are viewed as like fluky and one-offy.
But they're under, like, beating an undefeated team has that thing to it.
Right, but I think this Eagles team could be viewed as they were just great all year, and they beat a great team to win it. And then in 3 years, we'll look back and go, you know,
this was the start of something.
Yeah, and with the 2000 Eagles, it was, we remember the games because they lost in like Tampa, Carolina, the Rams.
This time they got to the Super Bowl to start it.
Yeah. So I think that the best championships to me are the ones that are tied to greatness. And I think this one is tied to greatness. So I think it could end up meaning more.
So, super compelling point. I totally agree with you in terms of the greatness thing. I mean, like, if this team wins, they're better.